I'm Demaryius Thomas, and you're watching Broncos TV.
For the fourth time in 5 weeks, the Broncos left DIA looking for a road win. This time, the destination is the Dog Pound. The Broncos and Browns have a storied history and have met in some of the most memorable games in NFL history. Today, T.J. Ward, in a homecoming of sorts in the stingy Denver defense, will look to slow down one of the most prolific passers in the league over the past 3 weeks in Josh McCown. While Peyton Manning and company will look to bounce back after last week and get results in the red zone. The BTV Live pregame show starts right now.
Pressure immediately. Carr bumped around. Malik Jackson's got him, and Jackson will sack him. Peyton drops the throw. Pressure as he floats one down. He's got a wide open receiver, Sanders. And here we go. Emmanuel Sanders caught from behind inside the Raider 30-yard line.
Peyton with a play fake out of the pistol. Bounces around. Floats one left side. That ball pulled out of midair by Vinny Fowler. He's got some room to run. Fowler down the sideline. Breaks the tackle. Still on his feet. Fowler inside the 30.
Rushes four. And Von Miller with a strip sack. The ball free, the ball is free, and Denver's got it.
McManus with plenty of leg, and it is good from 52. Denver with a five-man pressure.
And he's going to be hit and sacked back at the 35. Shaq Barrett was there. Blitz on the way. Carr, quick throw. He's going to be intercepted. Chris Harris Jr. in the foot race. He's going to take it the distance. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, time. Touchdown, Denver. Chris Harris Jr., 70 yards on the interception return. And this place is like a morgue.
Hello and welcome to the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani. I'm joined by Andrew Mason. And Mace, the Broncos are looking to become 6-0 for the seventh time in franchise history. Six of those last times. Five of those years, the Broncos have made it all the way to the Super Bowl. One of those times, 1986.
Yes, and of course, on January 11th, 1987, right here, because Municipal Stadium used to stand where First Energy Stadium is now. That's where John Elway led the drive. 98 yards against the Cleveland Browns to send the game to overtime. And then, of course, Rich Carlos won it in overtime over the Browns in the 1986 AFC Championship. Of course, we all recall that drive and what Keith Bishop said in the huddle. We've got him right where we want him, 98 yards away. Got it done. Broncos hoping for some big drives today.
Yeah, most definitely. These two teams are definitely rivals, but they don't play each other that much. And that day, John Elway was leading the drive, and now he's leading this Broncos organization. And one of the things he does the best is find undrafted talent. And we're going to see that today with Shaq Barrett.
Yeah, Shaq Barrett's going to make his first career start for DeMarcus Ware, who, of course, had back spasms last week, so he's going to be sidelined. He's going to rest. And the hope is that he's going to be back for the Green Bay game in a couple of weeks. But Barrett has proven capable of keeping that pass rush potent, even without DeMarcus Ware. You saw it not only last week when he had the sack, but throughout the season, Wade Phillips has been willing to use Barrett and Shane Ray in key situations. You see them in close and late game-preserving defensive situations, showing the confidence that he has in his depth. And also, frankly, those guys, and in particular Barrett, have earned it. Great offseason, lost some weight, had some pass rush moves, was dominant in the preseason, has carried it over, and actually has one of the higher pressure rates, according to ProFootballFocus.com, in the league. One every 7.33 pass rush opportunities. That's comparable to Von Miller's. Tells you how effective Shaq Barrett can be.
That's a very good stat there, so Mace. The Barrett has two sacks, 13 tackles, and two forced fumbles so far this season. And head coach Gary Kubiak has really commended how hard Shaq Barrett has worked, because you look ahead of him, you got Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, they draft Shane Ray in the first round, but Barrett continued to work, and now he's earned this opportunity.
Shaq played well in preseason, showed us he could play, and we put him in, and that's why we gave him some snaps during the season to let him play, see if he could carry that over. He did, and we're glad we have him now that if Mark's in playing.
You know, it's not a shock to him. You know, Shaq's going to start the game, but they're all going to play. But, you can just watch them in practice. It's not too big. Not like they've been standing around playing kickoff and kickoff return, and now they've got to be a starter. They've been playing a lot of football. So a great opportunity for them to go in and run our defense and do some good things.
It feels pretty good. I'm still preparing the same way I've been preparing. We always working hard, the ones, twos. We always got to prepare the same way. Every play we take it 100%, so we never know if we ever going to get the nod, but if we do, we want to be prepared. D-Way can't go out. Probably will be out there, but I haven't like thought about a different mindset of like trying to set people up. We practice that all the time, just working games out there. So when the opportunity presents itself, we run a couple games out there.
He's a great example of if you do it, you don't come out type of deal. You know? So he had a good off season, good training camp, and all of a sudden when it came game time, he just kept making plays. So you know, he's earned the right to be out there and play more and contribute. And not only that way, he contributed on special teams too. I think he was our captain last week on special teams in the game. But just continues to take advantage of every opportunity he's got.
Denver with a five-man pressure. And he's going to be hit and sacked back at the 35. Shaq Barrett was there.
Shaq Barrett isn't the only one with a first today. T.J. Ward will be making his first return back to Cleveland. Of course, he played the first 4 years of his career here after being drafted in the second round by the Browns.
Yeah, he calls Cleveland a second home. He came to love this town, came to love the fans, and even has said on a conference call this week he didn't really want to leave Cleveland when he did depart in free agency. Of course, they went with Dante Whitner instead of T.J. Ward. Let's face it, I think the Broncos got the better end of that transaction because they got a guy who's younger in the prime of his career. And as we've seen in the last several weeks, is playing the best football of his career. You know, he was a Pro Bowler last year. He looks like an all-pro right now.
Yeah, T.J. Ward playing very well. He's a two-time Pro Bowler. His last year here in Cleveland, he went to the Pro Bowl, and, of course, last year with the Broncos. And when he was asked about what kind of reception he'll get from the fans today, he said that he'll probably be boos, but he won't let that affect his game.
Denver, five-man rush. Here comes T.J. Ward. Ward has him, strips the football. The ball is free. The Broncos have it.
Yeah, it's like a second home. You know, I still talk to a lot of people back there. I went back this summer. It was still like, you know, I've been there the whole time. The people are great. Cleveland have a great fan base, great support system back there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Bridgewater drops the throw, being pressured, and down he goes back inside the 30. That was T.J. Ward, some help from DeMarcus Ware.
It's going to be different when I get there. I haven't played there, so it's going to be different. I don't know really how to, you know, take it in or what, but I'm coming there to play a football game, that's all. Coming back undefeated, you know, trying to hold that zero in the loss column. And it really doesn't matter who the opponent is at this point. You know, we all have our backstories where we come from. Just happened to be mine this week, but our main focus is getting that win.
We're just getting started here at the Dog Pound on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk about what we might expect from the offense. Plus, we'll get Mace's three keys to the game.